Hello and welcome everyone to our third installment of Hilchos Shnayim Ochzim L'Maisa. We're in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. Today we're going to do Se'ifim Dalet and Hey. You may remember from Se'if Beis that the rule is that even if somebody said, let's say someone gave over an object with Edom, and then he told the guy, listen, only give it back to me with Edom, and then he never seems to have given it back, we do believe the one who received it to say that he gave it back, even though we never saw him give it back, because he has amigo. Okay, that's what we saw last time. Now we're going to work in a third person, and that's Se'if Dalet. Amar ha-ma'ar ha-machazik. Reuven says to Shimon, who's holding the object, Shimon's holding on the Zamboni, Mativo etzlocha, what is it doing by you? What do you? Why do you have this? Va'amar lo, ata mecharta li, you sold it to me. Oh, ata nasata li b'matana, or you gave it to me as a present. And the claimant, Reuven, says, no, actually, that's not what happened. Why do you have my Zamboni? I never gave it to you. Rather, I gave it to Levi as a deposit. Levi, please watch this for me. And I said to Levi, return it to me with witnesses, not without witnesses. And he never actually did return it to me. And considering that it's my Zamboni, so apparently, he gave it to you without asking me. So now, basically, Shimon is holding on to Reuven's Zamboni. Reuven says he never gave it to Shimon at all. He gave it to Levi and told Levi not to give it to anyone else, told to give it back to Reuven. And instead, Levi gave it to Shimon. And Shimon says, no, Reuven, you sold it to me. So we obviously have conflicting stories here. So what happens? Yeshava hamachzik. Shimon, the one holding on to it, can swear, Shavuos has this, Shama'arer Mecharo Nisanolo, that the claimant, Reuven, sold it to him or gave it to him, be Pater. And then he's Pater. He does not have to give it back to Reuven. He gets to keep it. Because again, he's not saying Levi gave it to me. If he said Levi gave it to me, that would be a different story. Levi wasn't allowed to. He's saying Reuven gave it to me, and Reuven's arguing with him on that fact. End of the day, he's holding on to it, so his statement works. So if, hey, big qualification. This whole time that we say we believe the guy holding on to it, that's all in a case where we don't expect people to lend this type of thing out. However, when do we say that the one who is holding on to it is believed, that possession is such a high percentage of the law? And notice, by the way, quick Shulchan Aruch tip, whenever it says Bamedvar Memurim, when do we say this? When do we say what? Right? We have to go back and figure out what's the thing that we're modifying now. So simple pshat, as the Sma says, is that we're modifying a couple things in Se'if Beis about this idea. We said, oh, return it to me with Edim. And he says, listen, no, I bought it from you the whole time, whatever. So what happens there? So bottom line, here's a qualifier. When do we believe the guy so much? Bedvarim She'enam Asuya Mahasha Allah Haskir. Things that are not normally lent or rented. But things that are normally lent and rented, and Reuven has witnesses that it belonged to him. And then we saw it in Shimon's hands. So let's give an example of something that's normally lent or rented. Let's say, for example, ice skates, right? Theoretically, that's something people maybe lend, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good example. It doesn't really matter. When Reuven has witnesses that this is my ice skates, and now he sees that Shimon is holding on to them, which we assume it's very likely he probably borrowed it or rented it from Reuven. But Reuven says, no, I didn't borrow it or rent it. I purchased it from Reuven. Even though he doesn't have witnesses, how it got into his hand, we do not trust him that he bought it, or that it was collateral to him, meaning it's true he has it, so he has it now. That doesn't give him authority over the story of how it got to him. Most likely this was lent to him or rented to him, and therefore he has to return it to him. Later we're going to see that this is qualified. And this fact that we don't believe the guy that it was bought is only when Reuven says, I lent it or rented it to you. We'll see more about that in Sif'vav. Even if Shimon had this for 3 years, and he says, hey, I bought this from Reuven. And Reuven says, no, I rented it to you for a year, and you just kept on to it for two more years. Still, he has to give it back to Reuben. Vafilu, even not only that, Mesa Machazik. Even if Shimon dies, Motzino Somiyada Yoresh below Shvua. We take it from the inheritors, meaning Shimon's children. We seize it from them, which normally we don't do, but here we do. Excuse me, even without a Shvua. Ramah says V'yesh. Some people say you do need to swear. V'chein Ikar, and the Ramah says that he holds that also, that he does have to swear if he wants to take it from the heirs. V'im tana yoresh tanas vaday, but if the heir tana's a definite and he says no, b'fanai nisano l'morishi, he gave it in front of my face. I saw it be given to whatever it's called, to Shimon, or macharalo, or he sold it to Shimon. I watched this. Then nishbahesis. Then everyone holds that the guy has to swear because in the end of the day, we basically have a witness that, or at least a strong claim that it was actually sold.